welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning on this very special graduation Sunday for Santa Rosa Christian School. In our call to worship this morning, we are continuing our walk through the book of Esther. And I hope that these passages that we share from this book will be an encouragement to your own heart and life, especially in the fact that the name of God is never invoked in the entire book of Esther. And yet His providential, sovereign work is very, very evident. I was looking in chapter 2, and I found this verse 17, "And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her and made her queen instead of Vashti." This is out of hundreds of women that were brought before him, and God puts His choice in there. You see the sovereign hand of God at work. The king loves her. And then, because of her presence in the king's life, there is an impact that he doesn't recognize immediately, but something that becomes very important later on, again, in the providential care of God. Because in verse 21 of this same passage, "In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh," these were anarchists, by the way, "of those which kept the door were wroth, and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it to Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of this matter, it was found out. Therefore, they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king." The presence of Esther in that palace, providentially, sovereign work of God, in this otherwise ordinary life of a girl, God places her there. Mordecai communicates the message of two anarchists. He tells her, she tells the king, they make inquisition, find out it to be true. His life is spared because of the presence of Esther and Mordecai outside the gate. Now, folks, I hope that we will be able to emphasize, because I'm going to take this theme this morning from another individual's life, to show that in many times in our lives, we don't really know and understand how God is working at the moment. Nothing went before the king other than the fact that Esther said, "There's two anarchists that are trying to take your life. My uncle has told me so, and they found out it to be true. It was kept from the king. They took care of the problem. They were executed, but it's recorded in the books." When is this going to become important? God's got it all planned out. Later on, when he can't sleep, of all things, he says, "Bring the chronicles of the past to me and read them to me." If there's anything that'll put you to sleep, it's reading boring records, all right? That'll put you to sleep quickly. And he's reading that, and he hears it. "Do we ever honor this Mordecai that saved my life?" "Oh, no, king." And who does he go to get advice about how to honor this man? Haman, all right? Boy, this whole thing just... God is just providentially working all these things together in ordinary people's lives. As they go about their ordinary daily tasks, God's got a theme that's working: the protection of His people, Israel. Let me just say this. God wants His children to conduct themselves with character in the ordinary things of life. And then God will be able to unfold His providential work in your life. I've seen this so many times over the years, where people just doing their job. We had a graduate that showed up in the office a few weeks ago. First question: "Is Mr. Wood still alive?" I said, "Yes, he is. Lives right down the street." He said, "Mr. Woods had an impact in my life." Mr. Woods was doing the ordinary, everyday, mundane task of teaching high school students. Had them in speech class. Had them in drama class. Had them for Bible classes. He was doing his ordinary thing, and here, 30, almost 40 years past his graduation, 42 years as a matter of fact, is Mr. Woods still alive? "He had an impact in my life." Let me tell you something, folks. God wants us to be faithful. But He wants us to be faithful with character. People who do not possess character and do what's right will not have an impact that's positive for the glory of God. And so here was Esther doing what she was supposed to do. Here was Mordecai doing what he was supposed to do. Haman did his thing too. He figures in all of this too. But what happens to him? He's hung on his own gallows, as we're going to see. Because he did not act with godly character. He continued on his pathway of sin, doing his own thing, and the consequences unfolded in his life, and the blessings unfolded in Esther and Mordecai's life. Folks, be faithful in the ordinary things and honor the Lord. And you'll be doing what you're supposed to be doing. And years down the road, you'll be able to clip the coupons of a life lived with character that glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ.